Welcome to an episode of This Is Silly with the Hooligans. This is Mitch, which as always is Brad.
Hello.
Mr. Bird is in the house.
How are you?
Too sweet. So, no real soccer going on lately, is there?
No.
We can just call it a day. A
couple of MLS trades that I've been notified about us about.
There has been more soccer than we could handle.
Yeah, we're
really, really.
We've been busy.
And that's a good thing.
I'm trying to handle it, but, you know.
Alcohol only does so much.
Yes, and we're coming to you the day after.
And the thing is, it's been absolutely top-notch stuff.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
be honest. This has been one heck of a tournament.
It may have been the best in terms of parity and
there's only been one or two dull games, and yeah, I mean.
But even the bottom-rung games turned out to be exciting.
Oh, yes, there have been some exciting ones there, too, but, I mean, yeah, I defy anyone to bring me a bracket that's in perfect shape because there's no chance.
No, God, no. When I heard a friend saying something that, you know, he had a bracket or a bracket group growing and like 95% of the people had Spain.
Yeah.
And just that threw it all off. It's like, okay, this is.
The other 5% sure didn't have Costa Rica.
I mean, up until today, I mean, Brazil was still iffy. I mean, there was a chance Brazil could have got. Well, I guess they were technically through, but
for a minute, though. I mean, but for a minute, if Mexico had scored another, they'd have been top of the group,
right.
And Brazil would have been playing Netherlands in the next phase,
right?
Which would have been
amazing.
Well, and we are going to have a lot of good matchups in the next round, just because people didn't finish where they thought they were going to finish, or.
Oh, no, England finished where I thought they were going to finish.
Do you have fingernails left?
I wasn't optimistic to begin with, but I didn't think it was going to go that badly.
You know
the same excuse for David Moyes? I wasn't optimistic in the beginning, but I didn't think it was going to be that badly.
Right.
The same applies to England.
Well, and England, to be fair, I mean, we had the discussion when the draws came out. Was England the group of death? Were we the group of death? And we kind of thought, well, at least in England's group, you've got Costa Rica. I mean, that was the thought. That was the pushover for your group, and they came out guns blazing.
Powerhouse.
Yeah.
But it goes to prove you don't need £300,000 a week players. You can have FC Copenhagen players and Schalke players and a couple of MLS lads thrown in, and it's the team.
They work together.
It's the team that becomes a greater sum of their parts.
Yeah. And it's not just England. I mean, Costa Rica has surprised everybody mm-hmm. they've played. I mean.
But I think to the extent that the U.S. has done the same thing. I mean, I didn't think the U.S. were going to be on 4 points right now.
If you would have told me that 2 weeks ago, that we would have 4 points today, I would have said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll
fantastic.
I'll
we'll see
that.
What happens.
Well, even after the Ghana win, which I was always hopeful we could get the win against Ghana, if you'd have told me, you know, I'll give you a draw with Portugal, I'd have taken it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only reason yesterday, I mean, and if you're not clued in, we're talking the day after the Portugal-United States game, the only reason it's a disappointment is because it was a last-second heartbreak.
Yeah, they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Right. But, you know, that happens. I mean.
Game of 90 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Or 97.
How elated would we have been if we would have been the ones that would have tied in the 95th minute, you know? So.
Somebody would have gotten pregnant.
that's how Algeria felt in 2010.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and it happens. And again, still, we still drew them, the number four ranked team, even though I think that shows that the ranking system is a farce.
Well, yeah. But, and we still got a damn good chance to get through. Whether or not we get a result at Germany, there's still several scenarios by which the United States get through. So, I'm pretty happy with where we sit at 4 points.
There's a greater chance of going through than not.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they're not on the plane coming home after two games like my lot in the Spanish.
Well, in the Spanish, I mean, obviously that's the big shock to everyone. I mean, no offense to England, but, mm-hmm. I mean, who would have thought Spain would be out?
And not only out, but out ugly, too.
Convincingly, yeah. I mean, they had a good game today when
it
nothing
didn't matter.
Matters,
but
right.
I fully expect England to wipe the floor with Costa Rica tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, and hopefully they do. I mean, you want to regain a little pride. You want to regain a little, you know.
And
those
Costa Rica is probably going to sit a lot of the guys. That
maybe
need
so.
Us.
That's how bad it's got for England. It's the Costa Rica arresting players against you.
But I mean, these
think
are,
about that for a minute.
That's fantastic. I love it.
But these guys are all professionals, and their pride is hurt. Hopefully, they go out and give it a game and show that they're, you know, talented players. Because obviously, I mean, there's a hair's width difference at this stage. Anybody that got to the World Cup can conceivably win it. Now, I'm not saying Costa Rica is going to go and win the World Cup, but
if in isolated events England lost 2-1 to Italy with playing well,
no shame in that,
and then lost 2-1 to Uruguay in South America,
no shame in that.
You'd be like, okay, but the fact that it's two consecutive games in the World Cup and you're two and done, you know, it is depressing.
Well, yeah. And I think it also speaks to how CONCACAF has shown incredibly well at this World Cup.
And we can talk about the European propensity to not do well at South American tournaments. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe the weather has, you know, who knows.
Well, here's the thing. You were also talking that the Argentina and Brazil haven't really hit the top gear yet.
I mean, yeah, because Argentina need a late Messi wonder goal to get past Iran.
Because those players play in Europe.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has to be an effect.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we joked about it that it was probably closer to playing in St. Louis yesterday than it was to playing in London at any point in time.
Yeah.
And
some of our MLS guys are used to that.
Playing in Dallas and Houston
heat.
And, you know, all those kind of places. Yeah, I mean, and the other part is, too, is that I think you also see the MLS guys, they make that flight from New York to L.A. 6 times a year.
Seven times,
travel probably didn't affect us as much as some of the European players.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Beckham came over, that was one of the big things that he said was that, you know, Jesus, these coast-to-coast flights kill you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that a lot of these European clubs were not ready for that.
Just, I mean, I don't want to make this whole podcast about World Cup because obviously we have some local things to talk about. I want to make just a couple of points. We've all had an amazing time at the watch parties.
Yes.
Whether it was, we've done a few at ITAP Chesterfield before a Lions game. Amsterdam, as always, is holding it down for the American Outlaws and the United States games. And I would love to have gone there, but I couldn't get in. That's how great it is at Amsterdam. They're packed.
It was a heck of a line
out
the door yesterday trying to get in.
And
yeah,
so,
they posted a picture at 3 o'clock that it was 40 people deep.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, we went to ITAP Soulard as our backup spot. ITAP partner with St. Louligans. It made sense if we couldn't get in at the dam. So wherever you're going and having fun, I know they've got big crowds at Ballpark Village. A lot of people are having fun out there. Teguine, Barristers, Scottish Arms.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I had a friend that actually was at the South County one yesterday, and he said it was packed.
That's great.
Good.
And
good.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget Pitchers on the east side. A lot of our Belleville people go to Pitchers.
Me and Mitch, we were talking before you got here. We were just shooting the breeze.
You talking about me?
Yeah. And we were saying that
micropenises.
The compound interest every 4 years of this event. Next 4 years, they're going to have to put a big screen in Tower Grove Park or something.
Yeah.
Because it's just, we're at maximum capacity right now.
Well, we're past maximum capacity. Yeah. I think we're at maximum capacity for friendlies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
And
well, not for the Amsterdam, just in general.
All the little bars are packed. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and luckily we will have a professional team to help us sort that out.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
With a big screen scoreboard somewhere.
Hopefully they'll be able to work that out, yeah.
But, I mean, these are the things that you can figure out that, you know, like you said, the exponential growth has just been absurd. I mean, 4 years ago when we were out at Soccer Park and there was a World Cup going on, we watched most of the games here pre-gaming for the AC
right.
St. Louis games. But that was also because there was nowhere to go. You could go to the Amsterdam, but we weren't going to drive all the way down there to come all the way back. But that's what a lot of people did that year just because it wasn't to that point yet.
Well, and I think, I mean, the USA games, without saying packed, I mean, I understand that. But even the days when it's not the U.S., you see pictures from the Amsterdam or different bars, and they're full then, too. So it's not just, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it around that, you know, people on your Facebook page that make fun of you for liking soccer all the time, and then all of a sudden they're posting what their thoughts about the match were. You know, all of a sudden everybody's, oh, I've been Team USA my whole life.
I get a text from my wife's uncle this morning who refers to soccer as field fairies. You know, it's football, Green Bay Packers.
Right.
But yet he's like, okay, I couldn't come up with 5 minutes of stoppage time. How did that come up? I'm like, you don't even know how to spell stoppage time.
Right.
But, you know, the interest is there.
And again, it's not just the United States game. People are watching the other games, you know.
But also, the other games have been so fantastic. That France-Switzerland game. Hell, even the Algeria-South Korea game yesterday.
That was a great
game.
It was
a barn burner. Absolute barn burner. There's goals flying in everywhere. it's just been a top quality tournament.
Yeah, it really has. So that said, we're still going strong. Thursday.
11 in the morning.
11 in the morning, United States play Germany.
Proper drinking day.
Andy already invited me to the official American Outlaw party, so I don't know, what time should they get to Amsterdam? 6 a.m.?
You might as well just camp out the night before.
Take a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be packed. We're going to do the same thing. I'm off work that day. I know Mitch, unfortunately, has to work.
Yeah. But I think it's probably better, because seeing how my anxiety was yesterday.
It was a lot of up and down yesterday.
I don't think I could handle an 11 o'clock game.
So here's what we're going to advise you to do. We're going to advise you to go to the Amsterdam for the official American Outlaws party. If you cannot get in there, try ITAP Soulard. And if that's too full, there's plenty of places around Soulard. I mean, Llewellyn's is right across the street, and you'll be able to find a place. But again, as always, we're going to urge you to go to Amsterdam first and support the American Outlaws party.
Just watch the game. Just whatever you do, try and take 2 hours. Just watch the game.
Yeah, it's going to be...
It could be the biggest game in United States history.
Yep.
Or one of.
Until the following
until
week.
Until the knockout stage.
counting your chickens.
Yeah, I know, we shouldn't do that.
We need to be positive.
We all did that yesterday until the last 30 seconds.
I don't know about that. I think that 20 minutes of hell of us just saying, don't fuck up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy that put in the cross is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. And, I mean...
And it's not like he threw a pass to a scrub. I mean...
I mean, Portugal has...
Top flight players.
Yeah.
Period.
And, you know, I don't want to go into a big... I'm frankly sick to death of... You know, all the armchair quarterbacks pointing out what should have happened yesterday or what could have happened. I mean, we played a damn good game.
There's a lot of good came out that game yesterday.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
I'm only going to make one comment.
Okay.
The only problem that I had was Jurgen wasn't running around yelling, be calm.
And I will just say this for the record. Anybody that says we shouldn't start Michael Bradley the next game has no fucking clue what they're talking about. And I've seen it a lot, and mostly, like I said, by people who've never watched a friendly or a qualifier and say he gave the game away. Terrible giveaway. I'm not going to excuse it, but...
So was the giveaway on the first goal? Why is it any different?
It was a slice. That was a slice from Cameron. I'm going to give him a pass. You know...
But these things happen during the course of a game.
It is part of the game. And you know what? Fair play to the lads for not dropping their heads. I mean, you lose a goal after 5 minutes like that. In a game of that magnitude, your heads can go, and it could end up being a row. They picked themselves up,
and I think
I think
Klinsmann is responsible for changing that attitude, because so many times with Bob Bradley, as much as I liked Bob Bradley as a coach, we started off a goal down early, and it was always this sense of here we go again. Now, when it happens, it's not the end of the world. They believe something is going to happen.
There seems to be a better strategy in place, you know, that you've been trained how to handle this.
Yeah.
With the Bradley issue, I got two things to say on the Bradley issue. First of all, you run around for 90 minutes in the jungle and try not to give the ball away at the end.
Right.
I mean, the week before England played Italy there, and England lads were dropping him down with cramp all over. And my second issue, and this is a bit more complicated, and... Bear with me. If he's still at Roma fighting for his place week in, week out, he's going to have to stay mentally alert and mentally sharp. He's not doing that. He's at Toronto. He's made his money. He's a guaranteed starter. If he's playing in a game that isn't of that magnitude, and he switches off for a second, he's not punished like that.
No.
Do you think that had any bearing on it? It's a tough question, but it just ran through my mind this morning going, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, that's one of the things that people have kind of hinted around a little bit, is MLS soft? You know, and when he was playing for Roma, he didn't have that kind of time with the ball. It was more of an automatic click instinct.
When he's at Roma, playing against AC Milan.
Could cost him a starting position.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't, and so it doesn't matter if he loses the ball.
I don't think it goes that.
It's a harsh criticism to make, and I'm with you.
The thing is, when Bradley came back to Toronto, that was a worry of mine, but the way he gave it all for Toronto, we don't know. Maybe he switched off half a second because of that. Maybe it was because he's in Manaus and he's dead tired, and who knows.
But Dempsey's in a similar situation.
But again, if I told you, you've got one person right there to make the play, and I've heard people say Bradley was tired, they should have brought in Mix, which Mix is not a defensive player, to be fair, and you need defense at that moment. Would you choose Michael Bradley or Mix Discarood to make the right play there?
I'm going
to
take Michael Bradley over 90% of the guys on the roster.
The people calling for Bradley to be dropped are just talking asinine.
Well, no, I know. But what I'm saying is I still trust Michael Bradley to make that play 99% of the time.
Uh-huh.
He fucked up. Who knows why? But it's not – there. Again, he was still in Portugal's half at that time. There was
that's the problem.
Defenders still have to defend,
right? I mean, should Beasley have pressured Ronaldo more? I don't know. Do you pressure Ronaldo?
Because
I mean,
they put a body on him all game long, and he was ineffective.
Well, I know, but if he comes forward and Ronaldo goes right around him, you know,
then that's where the support has to come in from the other defenders.
What I'm saying. There's five, six people we could say.
And the problem was that when the ball crossed half midfield, we had five people on their side of the field. That's inexcusable. On the throw-in, we had three guys deep.
Damn.
There is no reason to put that kind of pressure on them on a throw-in with a minute left. None. Absolutely none. They even showed Jurgen screaming, get back, get back. And we still had five guys across midfield. You know, where a minute earlier you had nine guys.
But again, you know, if Ronaldo shanks it, nobody's talking about this. If the header goes high, nobody's talking about this. These things happen.
Yeah.
I think,
and if we tie on Thursday 1-1, no one's talking about it anymore
right.
So
maybe something we might want to just discuss before we leave the World Cup discussion is
America.
What are the odds of Jurgen Klinsmann and his pal Yogi Love shaking hands before the game and saying, "Let's take it easy out there."
I think you don't even have to have the conversation. I think it's a very subconscious thing. The Italians got screwed at Euros maybe 6 years ago when Denmark and Sweden just needed a 2-2 tie.
Right.
And lo and behold, it was a 2-2 tie.
Right.
And it was a good game. It was a good game to watch. It was as good as the Germany-Ghana game, you know, but then they got to 2-2 and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
We're good now.
That's kind of how I see it. I think we'll both come out. We'll feel each other out, you know, sort of
determine the pace,
see what's going on, and then, you know, I mean, nobody's going to pull up and not play.
Yeah, because they're playing for their place. Though.
But yeah, if it's 0-0 or 1-1 going into the 80th minute, I can see people saying, this suits me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And it doesn't, I mean, you're also going to get wind of what's going on in the other game. And
exactly. And I mean, at this point, unless we beat Germany, we're going to come in second in the group.
Hopefully.
I think we're okay with second. I think,
absolutely.
Again, hindsight or foresight, if I could have told you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know. Would you prefer second or first in the group? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Well, and you're going to get, you know, Belgium or.
I forget who it was.
Russia right now or is it?
I don't know.
But the point is.
It's Nigeria, I think.
Okay.
Might be Algeria.
Or Algeria.
Algeria. Okay. And then if you get past them,
once again.
You get France or Argentina.
Once you get to that stage, you're not. There's no cupcakes to be had.
No, but if the base minimum was to get out of the group, anything past that, you're playing with house money.
Right.
Yep.
You know, it's just bonus time. Let's go have a laugh and see what we can do.
Well, and I will say, regardless of how the last game ended, we've basically won two games in the World Cup. I mean, we switched off. We didn't get the 3 points, but we played well enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jurgen gets a
pat on the
stamp of approval.
I made this point also today to Kenny, talking to him, and I said, you know, the the descent over Donovan not going has quietened down considerably, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
It's amazing what winning does.
And these people that were saying, if we don't get a point, Jurgen better be fired.
Well, I wasn't saying that, but I was we're going 0-3. I'm really down on this. I think it's going to be hard. We're going to struggle. But I'm wrong. I mean, I'm wrong. The guys have played really well.
So, and I think, like you said, the Jurgen dissenters need to fess up and say, no, maybe this guy does know what he's doing.
I mean, again, a month ago, if you would have said, "Hey, we're gonna have a win and a tie more than Spain does at this point,"
right,
more than England does. Well, sorry,
and he's consistently proven he knows how to make substitutes. I mean, his substitutes always make a difference in the game, and he manages the game. He comes in with a game plan that works. So that's all I want to say about that. You know. Let's let it go.
And he's well dressed.
Klinsmann's earned his money. You know, maybe he should wear a suit on the sideline once in a while. But other than that, I think he's earned his money, and he deserves. No matter what happens from here on out, even if we go home Thursday,
they extended Hodgson's contract. I think Klinsmann's going to be okay.
And again, I like Hodgson. I don't think he's a bad manager, but you know. These things happen in world soccer.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's the best of the best for a reason.
Yep. All right. Can we quit talking about the World Cup now?
Sure.
Anybody else have anything else?
No, I'm really enjoying it, though.
All right. So, yeah, continue to come out. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and the American Outlaws on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll tell you where our watch parties will be.
And Costa Rican television presenters.
Yep.
Wow.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will discuss local matters.
Not only do the Luligans support the Lions, the Piasaw, and the Fire and Ice, but we also support each other. Turn to Luligan-owned businesses when making your business decisions. Get your custom t-shirts and apparel from Adrenaline Prints. Immortalize loved ones or events with a tattoo from the Washington Tattoo Collective. And use your electric for your home and business electrical services. Luligans working together to help grow soccer in St. Louis. And now, back to the foolishness of This is Silly with the Luligans.
We're back from our little break.
Hello.
It was an earlier break than we normally take, but, you know, when a man's got to go, man's got to go.
Sometimes it happens.
So what you got for us, Bradley?
Well, first of all, I guess we should apologize. The last podcast we did...
fucking Windows 98.
The technology fairies destroyed it.
I asked Mitch, I said, so whose voice was the one that was left standing? And Mitch said, it was him.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it was me, you could have just still uploaded it, you know, give the women a treat. But no, wasn't the case.
Oh, don't think that you're not the, you know, the luscious baritone.
That's right. That's why we recruited you. We needed an accent for our podcast.
It gives us legitimacy. Yeah. But it's better than me going, hello, love, governor, Jim Jimmeroo.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it hurts everyone.
Exactly.
But so I did want to apologize for that mistake. I've got some of the questions from last time. Some of them have been answered since then just by the nature of all the goodness that has happened.
Sharing our goodness.
We've been sharing our goodness. So let's go on with these questions, some new ones and some old ones mixed in. Eric Bonita wanted to know.
Captain Tailgate,
something we touched on earlier. How can we convert this energy for the World Cup into energy for St. Louis FC?
Cash donations.
How can we get these people who are excited about soccer and keep them coming around, keep them, you know, get them to be American Outlaws, get them to be St. Luligans, and come out and enjoy the season next year.
I think we got to see some of that on Saturday when we were at ITAP in Chesterfield. We met a couple new people that were Germany fans. And
we might have to go to Ballpark Village.
Get loud. So, anyway, we... but, you know, people were there that are aware of us but weren't into us, and after a little bit of a discussion and, you know, recommending to a few people, hey, go say hi to those guys, they're cool, go talk to them, make friends.
Yeah,
that's the way we're gonna have to do it. I think that those day-to-day moments, that there were people at ITAP yesterday, you know, oh, you guys all get together, yeah, here's who we are.
Take the opportunity, tell them to follow us on Facebook and Twitter when you meet new fans. something. I mean, you mentioned it last World Cup. It would have been great if we could have capitalized on the popularity of that World Cup into AC St. Louis's second season. Unfortunately, there was no second season. So the good news is some of these people who are excited now who want to do something with this fandom.
There's something to live for.
Next spring, there will be an opportunity for them to go out and watch high-level professional soccer. So I guess my thing is everybody do your part. If you know about the Luligans and you know about American Outlaws, which obviously you do because you're listening to this podcast, anybody who's posting on Facebook or Twitter excited about soccer that wants, you know, Mitch, your uncle or whatever, who, I mean, you probably don't want to bring him.
Well, he's in Green Bay, so it's kind of a long draw.
But, yeah, if somebody says, I mean, yeah, like, you know, I mean, people are talking about the 5 minutes. Where'd that come from? If you're talking to them and they're interested in soccer, don't be afraid to say, hey, come with us.
We're getting a new team.
Right, exactly. And, again, free beer movement, offer to buy beers to get people to come out.
Bribery works.
Yeah. So that's, I think, how we capitalize on that energy. And St. Louis FC themselves are doing a lot of work in this regard, too.
Most certainly. And I think that's one thing, too, is that, I mean, it sounds job consultant-y or whatever you want to say, but it's up to everybody to do their part. And that's, you know, you're the best ambassador if you're a person that's been there before. You know what it's like being the new guy. You know the experiences that we've gone through. Shake a hand, make a smile, and just reach. Yep. It's not hard. Anybody can do it. If you can't do it, if you have social anxiety that makes you a sniveling, pissing mess on the floor, no, I'm not looking at you, Brad.
Okay.
But, you know, if you can't do that kind of stuff, if it drives you nuts, grab somebody that can. I mean, it's not hard, and there's a lot of people that like to talk too much, so push them in the direction.
So, yeah.
Make Brad do it.
I can do it. I can do it when provoked. The next question is from our friend Spencer Reed. He wants to know, how does St. Louis FC feel about the Fighting Chupacabras? And by that I mean, how do they feel about us calling the team the Chupacabras, you know, making our own logos, calling them the Fighting Chupacabras. I've talked to a few people in the front office, and they like it. They think it's funny.
It's amusing.
They get it. They get the joke. I haven't heard anyone say, stop doing that, unlike the other ownership group that was considering buying a USL Pro team. One of their people just kept coming unglued every time we mentioned the Chupacabras. They get it. And it's also, you know, they recognize it's generating interest. It's talking about the team.
Bad publicity.
I mean, they thought it was...
Not that it's bad, but, right, you know.
They thought it was hilarious when other sports sites in St. Louis were reporting that the name was going to be the Chupacabras. They thought that was great because, like you said, people were talking about it. I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's a limit. I mean, you know, if 30 years in, we're still calling them Chupacabras, they might be saying, guys, give it a rest. It's not the Chupacabras.
By then, they would have changed the name to Chupacabras
or it could become a long-standing fan tradition. I don't know. But
like Dark Clouds.
I'm sure there are some people who are in the organization that don't like it, but all the people that I've talked to think it's funny.
And
it'll be like Manchester United. You sat there in 30 years going, remember when we were called Newton Heath? Do you remember when we were called the Chupacabras? Where did that come from? Yeah. What happened there?
Yeah. And that'd be great. Yeah. You know, 30 years from now, somebody says, what the fuck is it with the Chupacabras? I mean, what did that ever have to do with anything?
And the world will never know.
Maybe we'll be a Wikipedia footnote at some point.
Oh, that'd be even better.
You always want to leave a legacy in this world, don't you?
I aim low.
Much like Kyle's jersey was on Wikipedia for quite some time.
Yes, yes. So, as far as we know, everybody loves it. It's the greatest thing ever, and that is what FC stands for.
And if they don't love it, we don't want to hear from them.
Yeah. Next question is from Joe Brannon. This was kind of answered before, but we can go over it again. He wanted to know when the kits will be available for the new team, and when will we be contacted about season tickets?
I spoke with Jeremy actually earlier today. Merchandise they're hoping to have this week and next week on the website. That's not going to be kits, however, because that's a
That's a league thing.
That's a league thing. That's a Nike thing.
They do a big unveil of the kits. I mean, MLS does it every year where they do the week of new kits and they, you know, schedule it. So our new shirt will be released along with the rest of the USL Pro shirts.
And for those that aren't familiar, Nike tends to do things on a yearly basis where, you know, it might be the Rio 2 this year and next year it'll be the Valencia or whatever the kit name is.
The league isn't Nike.
No, but I'm just saying that
they have a big sponsorship deal with the league, and so the Nike teams in the league will...
Okay, because I was going to say Sacramento's Lotto, I think.
Yeah, there's a couple of the other teams that have different sponsors, but...
Right. But, yeah, but so Nike will do a wholesale kit style, and so that's usually when we end up seeing it. I don't know when that is because I don't work for Nike.
It'll be in the lead up to the 2015 season.
There's so much good information. It's just another bonus.
But you will be able to buy T-shirts, maybe some training tops or something. Halter tops, thongs, things like that, starting within the next couple of weeks on the official website for St. Louis FC.
Now, if there's one thing about the kit you want, you know, do you want a sash or do you want just a solid blue color? There's one thing that you want, because I've been pushing on Twitter the Croatian checkerboards.
Yeah, love it.
You know, that's what I'm pushing for.
I think with the checkerboards or with the sash or with the hoops or whatever it is, I want a distinctive look that you know that's them. Mm-hmm. You know, in our league or in the new USL Pro League.
It's already our league.
Yeah, it's already our league. Like the Rochester Rhinos have the vertical stripes. That's their look. I mean, not saying we couldn't do vertical stripes in a different color, but you want something where you immediately... I mean, Indy 11, they've kind of got the sublimated checkerboard thing that goes with the Indianapolis 500. You think of checkerboards.
Oh, right, yeah. I didn't even put that together, but yeah, you're right.
Other people think of that. but
dumbass.
But that's a look. You know, if it's a sash, like a lot of us think the United States national team shirt should just have a sash and just always have a sash, incorporate it somehow. You can change the look, but keep a distinctive element.
I'd love to see a sash myself. I think that if you look back at the old, I think it was Kutus had a sash. There was a handful of the old teams that had sashes with the CYC and Kutus and all those things back in the day. I think that's a nice nod to our past and our future, and I like sashes.
Well, and this organization has shown that they take things like that into account. So I'm not saying it's a sash. I have no idea, but something like that, a checkerboard,
sash. They tend to listen to our suggestions.
Or, hoops, something that...
I think they should have a script on the sash, kind of like Miss USA.
That says Mr. Chupacabra. But, so, yeah, we won't find out about kits. And I will go ahead and say, don't get your hopes up real high. Sometimes these USL Pro kits just are kind of standard, vanilla, generic jerseys. Yeah. Hopefully not. There are some good ones in the league. You mentioned Sacramento. I think that's a good looking kit.
It's a belting kit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the nicest brown kit I've ever seen.
Yeah. we'll see what happens, but I guess we'll know next spring. But in the meantime, we will see some new merchandise coming in the next couple weeks.
Take my money.
Yes, I think there's going to be a website crash when we all start putting it in. And of course, we will share those links as soon as they're available.
Speaking of which, while we're talking about STLFC and money, it's always a good time to remind you that you can still put down your deposit for season tickets if you haven't done so yet. You can do that on the website. They're taking the deposits. They will take that $50 that you put down and apply it to your season ticket plan when you buy one. You know, the soccer park club, $750. General admission is going to be $150. We're going to be around that general admission price. We haven't officially had any data yet to acknowledge.
We've had people ask, how do I let them know that I want to buy in the supporter section? Just put your $50 deposit down now, and that's good for one or however many tickets. And when it comes time, you can say, I want to apply it to the supporter section, which will...
Section 8.
Which will be Section 8. And maybe Section whatever's right next to it.
9.
9. See how that works? 8 and 9? Well, I didn't know if it went the other way. I didn't know if it went 7. But
remember Section 18 was at the other end?
Yes. We've got Section 8, and they will give us Section 9 if we need it. They will give us Section 10 if we need it. So,
which would be pretty awesome if that was the case.
Yeah. So when we start doing that, we'll let you know how to make sure you get in that section. Again, the most it will be is $150. It may be a little less. It may be the same price, but with a few perks thrown in. We don't know exactly.
You don't know because we could have three extra cup games.
That's the thing.
Involved or not, you don't know.
We're still working out exactly what the schedule is going to be because the league is not done evolving into what it's going to be next year. So
there was a rumor I heard.
It goes with my next question.
Stomp it on me.
No.
Suck it.
Jeff Koninger wants to know, will there be more USL Pro expansion? Wow. What do you say, Mitch?
Oh, good lead-in, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
So a little birdie told me, and I'm not meaning Matthew Birdie over there, but somebody else.
Spoke to my son.
But there's a lot of talk about 2 to 4 more expansion teams while we're still at this, and that may or may not include 3 to 4 more MLS2 teams. For those that aren't aware, these MLS2 teams, you get a club like the LA Galaxy, they take their reserves, their guys that they want to see more time, and they put them down on this USL Pro team. So
that's Los Dos, as they're being called, which I think is kind of funny.
That's pretty cool.
The Los Angeles Galaxy 2, Los Dos.
Los Dos.
So just to recap where we are, in addition to St. Louis FC, which will start next year, we've got the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. We have the Tulsa Roughnecks. We have Louisville City FC, which we can talk about that later.
We'll come back to that in a moment.
But that's the Orlando City FC's USL Pro slot. Since Orlando City's going up, their slot is moving to Louisville with some of the same ownership. So it's kind of an expansion team, but kind of a continuation of an existing team. Austin Aztecs were recently announced. They will be a USL Pro team. Detroit was announced that they have the option for a franchise. They still have to get some things worked out, so they haven't officially been granted status yet, but we know they're in the works.
Which is interesting.
Might happen this year, might happen future, but this is not related to Detroit FC.
No, it's the Michigan Bucks, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit FC, very popular NPSL team. I do not believe the supporters are on board for this USL Pro venture. There's been problems with the Bucks in the past and fans, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But
well, and if Atlanta seems to be any relation with the whole MLS announcement there and how the fans of the
it's split though.
Yeah,
some of them are going and some of them are staying with the Silverbacks. So we'll see how that goes. The other rumors that we've heard, speaking of MLS clubs starting their own, here's the four that I've heard. You tell me if you know any different or have heard any different. FC Dallas, who was rumored to be coming in this year, but then at the very last minute said, no, we can't pull it together. So they didn't. So it was really a go for this year, and it didn't happen. So I'm assuming
they're in for next year.
They might be in for next year or could be one of the ones we're talking about. The Red Bulls, we've heard, are working towards this. The Sounders, we've heard, are working towards this. Now, it may be in Boise, Idaho, which will cause some
dissent
because Boise, Idaho has a large faction of RSL supporters.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That's kind of funny, but the Sounders may do it in Seattle or may do it in Boise, Idaho, if they do it. That's just one of the rumors. And the other rumor I've heard is the Portland Timbers. But I've heard they're going to do it a little differently. I've heard they're going to buy an existing club. I don't know if it's a USL Pro club. I don't know if it's a USL PDL club. I don't know. They're going to buy an existing club to start their USL Pro franchise. So
I heard the Miami Fusion have a
could be the Miami Fusion. So
now, but that Austin, Dallas, Oklahoma, Tulsa triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a feisty couple of games.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and we're not that far away from all that. Anyway,
Dallas is at about an hour and a half flight.
Yeah, and I mean, right now, Louisville. I mean, that's going to be a good one for us. Oklahoma, maybe. And we talked about it before. Now that we have a professional club, these guys sometimes get bus charters together for their supporters.
Yes.
To make it easier because they want their supporters to make the away trips and. And that adds a whole another level of fun when we can take a...
Indy 11 took 2 school buses to Akron for the U.S. Open Cup games.
Exactly.
Which leads me on to the kind of the next topic. there was a lot of U.S. Open Cup games, mm-hmm. and the MLS teams were falling.
Yes.
NASL and USL Pro did some damage.
You can go online, follow USL Pro on Twitter, and it gives out the YouTube links for all the USL Pro games. I managed to watch Rochester beat D.C., last week. I mean, because, you know, there's obviously not enough football on TV right now. I had to jump on my computer for a bit more. But, I mean, that was pretty cool to be able to watch some of those games. Because I was thinking that could hopefully be us next year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. Well,
and, I mean, we talked to Jeremy a little bit about it. I mean, all the USL Pro teams are in. So we'll have at least one US Open Cup game. Mm-hmm. And he said, looking at what they've done the last couple years, they've given the expansion teams a home game to kind of
help promote,
bolster them. So, yeah, I mean, we can take on either an NASL club or an MLS club at home. And we know from the year with AC St. Louis, they ended up going out to take on the Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, obviously none of us made the bus trip to Los Angeles. But that was exciting as hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was before the YouTube contract, and we were following on social media. We were following on our computers trying to find out what was going on, and for a little while we were ahead, and everybody was like, holy shit, we're gonna beat the Los Angeles Galaxy. I mean, and this was pre-Beckham, but it was Donovan. It was, you know, quite a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking really forward to that, and I'm looking forward to, hopefully it's a close enough game we can take a bus trip to, or, you know,
well, and
check it out.
An STLFC,
if it's a home draw, we don't have to take the bus anyway.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if they get out there and it's somewhere that's doable, okay, we can go. If not, we can organize a watch party at ITAP with YouTube. I mean,
yeah, that's the other thing. For all the away games, we're going to have watch parties. Because, I mean, thankfully, USL Pro makes it easy with their contract with YouTube. But probably be at ITAP or, you know, wherever the team might organize some away game watch parties too. But That's exciting, because now, as you know, we're following Twitter.
Yeah.
To see, oh, and, you know, whoever was supposed to be updating the Twitter feed forgot. And, you know, 5 hours later we find out, oh, we won, or, oh, we lost. So, really excited about that. Dun-da-da. So, hope that answered Jeff's question about USL Pro expansion.
Hurrah.
The short of it is, there's going to be a whole lot of teams in this league next year. Rapid growth. And
the pyramid is strong.
Yeah.
That was one of the things he and I were discussing before you got. We had a lot of fun without you.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here since 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we probably should have recorded that.
You guys should have just done it without me. I could have stayed home. I could have Skyped in.
I don't trust the technology that much yet.
All right.
Pretty soon, though. But
just holding up my phone to the microphone.
Well, I figured out how to plug it into the board. So
FaceTime.
We might have to do that with some guests this year. But with the pyramid, I mean, you know, we've talked about the differences between USL Pro and ASL, how it's 1A or 2A, 2B. But, you know, we're talking about these teams upsetting, you know, the MLS clubs in the US Open Cup. We're seeing, you know, PDL teams and NPSL teams that are drawing very well. I mean, as far as the pyramid goes, this has been 5 years of rapid strong growth. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of franchises fold. You're seeing some of the smaller ones fold, but you're not seeing...
Well, it constantly upsets me when people say, well, you can't be a U.S. soccer fan unless you support the MLS. Well, you know what? Yes, we can, because you'd never say to a League 2 team in England, you're not a real fan because you don't support a Premier League.
Leeds.
Yeah, you know...
I watch MLS. I enjoy MLS, but... Like I've told you before, I'm a Houston Dynamo fan, but I don't care. I mean, I was trying to explain to Adam. Adam's a perfect example. He came out and watched the USA game with us at ITAP yesterday. And the whole way home, he was buzzing. He was like, that's the best thing I've ever been to. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. I wish my wife would have been there. I wish, you know, and just la 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 la. And I'm like, yes, that's the difference. That's,
yeah.
And he said, what happens? You know, I guess you feel this way all the time. And I said, no. I said, like, I'm partial to France, mm-hmm. you know, because my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents came from there. Mm-hmm. So they've just been the team I root for in the World Cup when the United States is out of it. But I've seen them win the World Cup. I did not feel as good about them winning the World Cup as I felt about, you know, the United States getting a draw they need.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I mean, that passion. And
I remember when we went to Kansas City to watch the U.S. and Eric Von Nieder was next to us, and he was in the stadium for like 10 minutes. He's like, "I'm sold. I'm in. Yeah. This is it. I'm done."
And that's how it is with me and the Dynamo. Yeah, I've seen them win MLS Cup. Mm-hmm. I was very happy. I saw Brad Davis lift the trophy, and I'm like, "Hey, he's kind of sort of St. Louisan."
Yeah.
But next year when it's
our team.
I'm going to own more Chupacabra merchandise than I will ever own Houston mm-hmm. Dynamo merchandise.
Yeah.
You know, even Arsenal, who I've followed for a long time, it's not my team. You know what I mean? I'm a fan, but I'm not all in like I'm
You don't live and die by it.
Right. And I mean, I want them to win. I want to experience that joy, but it's not the same as the United States.
Agreed.
It's not the same Agreed. As St. Louis FC is going to be.
Uh-huh.
So I think everybody, I think that will raise the game.
As soon as you're emotionally invested and you can't not go to the games.
Right.
You know, as I said, when I used to go watch Stockport County, I used to wake up on a Saturday morning, just I'd hop out of bed and I'd be like, right, 3 o'clock, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I was Sunday. I mean, you know, my mm-hmm. wife said, you're pacing. You know, I mean, I did not sit still. Yeah. I was finding busy work.
It's how I was on Thursday until Luis Suarez. Well,
but yeah, no, I mean, Sarah took a picture at ITAP when we were waiting around for the game to start. And everybody is just like nervous, just, you know, let's go.
Coiled
let's,
springs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's a difference between, oh, I'm excited for this game to start and shit. I'm sure that makes great podcast. but
it does. People understand that. And I mean, it, if you were there, if you were at any bar, if you were, right. I was glad my kids weren't around to watch me just be a nervous wreck beforehand.
Yeah.
And the elation
when the goals.
Oh, my God.
But also in the plethora of U.S. sports, if you don't win the World Series this year, there's always next year. You know what? There's no next year.
Right.
Four years.
Yeah.
You know, there is no next year.
And that's what I was telling Adam, because it's 4 years you have to wait.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to go through horrible friendlies and, you know, there is the Dos Aceros in there, and there's moments, but
there's Gold Cup, but that's not the same. That's, you know, I'm excited for that, but it's not the same.
I know we've kind of come full circle back to the World Cup, but I heard a great saying actually this week, and it said that the World Cup is exactly what we want the Olympics to be.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, or what we think the Olympics should be. Kind
yes.
of thing.
Yeah, and we can also tie in the fact that nobody gives about shit about curling. In between Olympics.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I hope some of these people who don't care about soccer stick around and join in with St. Louis FC.
Could we go curl?
Yeah, we should go curl. Curling looks like a blast. Jeff Koninger also asked this. He asked it last week. We can touch on it. I know we touched on it then, but we can pretend like these are all new answers just popping into our heads as we repeat what we said last time. The low attendance for the Bosnia-Ivory Coast friendly. Will that affect future friendlies? And the long and short of our answer last week was, depends on who comes.
Yep.
We mentioned a team like Manchester United, huge fan base, you know, not been here before. You know, Manchester United would be an instant sellout. Like,
and any top echelon team like that certainly would be.
Liverpool, Arsenal, you know, Juventus, maybe not as much, but
you know,
PSG. Exciting team with exciting players would sell out.
Well, I did look. I looked at the other games in that send-off series, and none of the attendances were good.
No,
you know,
you posted the picture of Miami's. I mean, ours looked pretty damn good next to Miami's.
Well, you know, I mean, you get two minnows in Honduras and England.
Yeah.
You're not going to draw many people.
I mean, yes, I wish the attendance had been better for that match. But again, we've hit on all the reasons why they messed up with the marketing. They messed up with the pricing. They messed up
with,
you know,
the teams.
Several different ways. But I think you bring in an exciting match and boom, you sell out again.
But also, I spoke to a Bosnian guy and he was basically, I was saying to him, you know, what do you think the attendance is going to be? He said, it's not going to be that good because people have taken time off to watch the games in the World Cup. They've not taken time off to watch this dog and pony show.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, if you're going to take off to see your team play a serious match.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
plus, if you spend the $150 on the authentic jersey and, the shorts and the T-shirts and the
scarves
hats. Yeah. So that's something to consider. So, no, I don't think it'll affect future friendlies. Maybe a little. Maybe they'll let more time pass between the next one. But you bring in a top-notch team and people will go.
I think, personally, it was a bigger hit to our chances of getting friendly, all the pitch invasions at Real Madrid, than it was the low attendance for the Bosnia game. I think that looked worse for us. Was all the pitch invasions for the Real Madrid game. Because I think the clubs will look at that and go, we don't want to go back there for a while.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, is that if you look at the reception at the Bosnia-Ivory Coast game, the fans were in it. I mean, not just the Bosnian fans.
The ones that showed up, yeah, we had a good time.
I mean, there was the crowd that was there was a good soccer crowd. So I think with some, I saw a lot of people sitting down that shouldn't have been. But
also, if that game had been at Sporting KC, it'd have been hopping. It would have looked fantastic.
14,000 yep. people in an 18,000 seat stadium.
Absolutely.
Looks right. A whole lot better than a 60,000.
Yeah, that's true. Jack wanted to know, Jack Burton, tall Jack, giant Jack, wanted to know, so far, how is the STLFC and the St. Louis Logan relationship going?
Swimmingly?
The state of the union
the
is
state,
strong.
Exactly.
Yes.
We've had meetings with the GM, and we've met some other people from the front office, and, there's a feeling out period. There's, we're still exploring what we can do for each other, and, I'm sure we're going to bump heads from time to time, but as of right now, everything seems to be good. I mean,
we're still at the second date phase.
Yeah, there's an open line of communication. They know they can talk to us, and we know they can talk to them. Jeremy's been around enough events now. He's met most of the main Hooligan people.
Yeah.
He's happy. He's comfortable with all of us. He said he loves the fact that he can grab Bird, or he can grab Kyle, or he can grab, just if you've met him, he knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And feels comfortable with all of us relaying the messages that need to be relayed. So far so good.
Well, and it was Saturday he met with us a little bit, and he had a concern that he voiced with us. And it wasn't a hostile, it was, what are you guys going to do with this?
Yeah.
And we told him, and he was like, great, glad to hear you're handling it. We just didn't want you to ignore it. Wonderful. Turned around right away and said, okay, so here's some of my ideas of what we can do for you.
Yeah.
When that kind of thing gets followed up with a what can we do for you mentality, I don't think we have much to worry about right now. Now, that being said, this is also where we take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And Brad had a great article on the website recently about it. It's a good time for us to show our value as well, of showing what we can bring. And we're doing a great job of it. We just need to keep it up. It's going to be, as much as I hate to say it, it's going to be a long winter.
Yeah,
because it's April is a far way away.
Well, let me follow that question with Jack's
part two question.
It's all falling in line here. Jack asked at the end of the season, "What are we going to do the local season, meaning Lions, mm-hmm. Fire and Ice, FC Bordeaux? What are we going to do to keep it all going?"
Jack, you're a KPR fan, son. You should be excited for August.
and that falls into it. We've already talked to Jeremy a little bit about, we're going to do some events that are aligned with EPL things, maybe if they're having how they magically have these weekends where their big four meet up against each other.
Did you see the North London Derby and the Merseyside Derby are on the same day both times?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
Both times.
Magical how that.
Wonder how Sky managed to make that happen.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are kind of things that maybe STLFC would say, okay, we'll host a watch party, or we'll be wherever we're going to be and do something, to drum up support for them. They're going to be having events all throughout the off season, and the St. Louligans will be a part of it. American Outlaws will be a part of it.
Yeah, because we also don't know what U.S. friendlies are on the pipeline
right
after this World Cup.
Right. And it, we always talk about how this relates to the Luligans, but American Outlaws are also involved in this. You know, Jeremy really is wanting to reach out to them and use them. That sounded bad.
Appeal to them.
I mean, there's a lot of overlap, but there's some people who are strictly outlaws and don't come to things with us yet. And there's some Luligans that haven't come to American Outlaws things.
No, but there's people in the American Outlaws Facebook group that really don't know you guys. They don't know the Luligans.
Right.
But they're excited because even though it's 3 weeks late, they're just seeing the logo now for St. Louis. And they're like, oh, look at this. This is awesome. You know, it'll happen. You know, it's not going to happen right now, but we do have 9 months.
Yeah, and I mean, that's part of Jeremy's thinking is these are all fans. They just don't know it yet.
Yes.
You know, so that's what we're working towards. So there you go, Jack. We're going to have some off-season things. Let's mention now Piasaw, which may be renamed the Adrenaline.
it's not adrenaline spelled in the medical sense.
There's a capital A in the middle of it somehow, and it's we're even fucking with the punctuation now with teams.
But they're playing the ambush, aren't they? On the 9th.
My flirtation with indoor is over.
No, they're playing outdoor.
No, I know, but I consider it indoor. Matt Williams is no longer involved with the Piasaw. For those of you that don't know Matt's a Luligan. Matt comes to a lot of things. He was the owner of the Piasaw. He was the general manager. And for years, we went out there and supported them because we support Matt. We did have fun at the Piasaw games, too.
And the players.
Yeah, and the players were great.
Indoor
is not outdoor. We may still go to some games. There are a lot of fans who really like indoor in the Luligans, and I'm sure they'll still show up. There's even, you know, ambush fans in our group that will still go to ambush games, but it's not going to be a focus of what we do. For a long time, we've told people we're outdoor fans primarily, and now with the pro team coming into town, our focus pretty much has to be, you know, the pro outdoor team. We're still going to support all of our friends involved. We're still going to go to games when we have a chance. But the indoor thing's kind of fading away a little bit.
You know, I think it's important for our East Side friends that we do make an effort to go to something over there. I'm going to bang the drum for Fire and Ice, and I've not been to a game this season yet. And I know
it's hard.
My
it's been
bad.
So hard this year.
They played against the United States game
this
yesterday.
Week. Yeah.
So.
But I think it's, you know, we have a lot of the East Siders that come west. We have to make an effort to go east for them. It's only fair. And the Piasaw was a good
That's not to say we won't all say, hey, we're all free this Saturday. Let's go do it. Let's go have some fun. Mm-hmm. But we won't put the amount of promotion and marketing and everything into it that we have in the past. And they may name themselves the Adrenaline. That's even another reason. I mean, I wrote an article or a post today about, and I had to talk about the PDL division we're in, and I said, we're trailing the Chill and the Menace. And I'm like, who the fuck names these teams? The Chill, the Menace?
Speaking of which, credit to Jeremy in one of his radio interviews this week. He referred to the natural disaster namings.
Yeah. I mean, Jeremy's doing a lot of press, and you know, say what you want. Some people weren't excited about the name St. Louis FC. It's a hell of a lot better than
the Flood.
The Flood or the
Wild Salmon.
Yeah, or the
Erosion.
Yeah.
the Mildly Perturbed. You know, I don't know. So
the Agitated.
So we will be doing some off-season things, and just follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll even be doing some things that might not be related to soccer. We might have a movie night. We might have you know, all sorts of crazy things. Speaking of, this isn't exactly in line, but Mitch, I'm going to make you talk, so put down your phone.
No way.
Jeremy wanted to talk about an event that St. Louis FC is hosting coming up.
Sexy Time?
Not Sexy Time.
Oh, okay. No, they're going to, and this is something that I know Dave was lucky enough to get a chance to play.
Yeah, Dave Corbett checked it out.
He said it was a great time, that they're going to be having a foot golf tournament at the...
It's in Swansea.
I don't know what it's over in Swansea. July 12th, they're going to be having a foot golf tournament. And for those of you that aren't familiar, there are rules to it that, you know, you don't go out there dressed up like a scrub, that there is a dress code. And you go out there with your size 5.
It's golf. It's on a regulation golf course.
Yeah, instead of the pin hole being, you know, 6 inches in diameter, it's big enough to put a soccer ball in.
They've cut a special hole for soccer ball.
And you drive the hell out of that ball, 300 yards, 400 yards, whatever it is.
You show up with a regulation size 5 ball.
And it's golf. But you're kicking instead of using irons and woods.
See, I can get on a team with Rocco. It'd be like the Ryder Cup. You know, Europe against the U.S.
See, I think this could be up last. This is something I've been... When we first saw it a couple of months ago on Deadspin, this was something that I was just kind of like, hell yeah, that looks like a blast.
And then we found out we got a course relatively close.
And I was like, okay, so I think there's going to be a little bit more information coming out about that if there isn't already. But if it's something that you're interested in, check it out. I think I'd like to try it, but I don't know. That's kind of a hard day.
See, do you wear cleats or do you wear golf shoes?
No, you wear just
tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is probably a good idea. They don't want you walking in soccer cleats on.
They don't want
green.
The cleats tearing up the golf course. But yeah, it's tennis shoes, but they make you wear like golf clothes, like a polo shirt.
I think you wear like the tall socks and shorts. I think there's a
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
So no, I don't hockey know. Jersey.
There'll be more information, but we might also do a tournament like that in the off season just to get together for fun. Or the bubble soccer. We've all seen the videos of that, and that looks like a smashing good time. Maybe we'll do a charity event with American Outlaws.
What, birds here, and now you talk like you're British. It's a smashing good.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So we'll be doing some things in the off season, but look for more information on the STLFC foot golf tournament.
While we're talking here, I pulled up their rule book, and you know, again, they're just they're serious about it. Don't get me wrong, but there is definitely a fun to it. You know, they're talking handicap and you know the full golf rules as we all know, but I mean, there's a good side to it, so definitely check it out. It's awesome.
Okay, continuing with the questions, we'll talk about our friend Kenny wanted everyone to know he is still collecting Panini stickers, and he has a bunch of doubles, but he also has a needs list. So what I'm going to suggest, maybe not for the USA
games.
He has
a needs list.
Well,
right.
He does have a special needs list, but... maybe not for the USA game because everybody's too tense and there's beer flying and everywhere. But for some of the other watch parties where we get together, if you're into Panini, bring your extras, bring your needs list, or I'm going to throw this out there. I don't know why. Message me on the St. Hooligans Facebook page.
We don't want to deal with this, Brad.
And I will put you in touch with Kenny. I will not handle the trading. I will not handle your... I don't want to see your list. I don't want to see your doubles. But I will put you in contact with Kenny. And anybody else who wants to do that, maybe we'll set up a special...
So Jack wants to know what we're going to do in the off season. Yeah. Needs, doubles, and who's got the most fullest album?
Yeah, throughout the off season, we'll be trying to complete Kenny's sticker album, and
hopefully he gets the skunk scratch and sniff and the root beer one.
Hopefully he gets the Mario Balotelli, the best.
Oh my god!
Best tweet I've seen recently. He filled up a whole Italian page with his sticker and said, "Why always me?" God love you, Mario. God love you. Jack also wanted to know about ITAP feedback. It's been great so far.
Yeah, they've been incredibly happy.
Our partnership has yielded several watch parties, and my tab is anything to go by. I got destroyed, evidently.
Yeah, we did some damage this weekend. I think it's always a great thing. The very first watch party that we had out there for the Champions League game, we killed 3K, or we killed 2.5K.
We counted 70 people that were there before they normally open.
And they were ecstatic at that. They were stunned. World Cup parties have been equally fantastic. On yesterday, there was 2 kegs killed. One of Boulevard and one of the ciders got killed, I think I heard.
Yep.
So we're
ciders got killed? Was there a lot of women there?
Yeah. And a lot of hipsters. But, I mean, there was some serious drinking going on, and they couldn't be happier. I'm terrible. I cannot remember her name to save my life. The bartender out of the Soulard location.
Ah, yeah. She's great. Yes. I don't know her name either. She's awesome.
I'm blanking on it, and I feel like an idiot. But she's just like, you know, you guys have been fantastic out here. This has been wonderful. You know, she couldn't say enough good things about us.
The Chesterfield staff's been great whenever we've gone out there.
Yeah, Mike, and then we found out it was fake Mike. His name was actually Dave.
Yeah, but
he was calling himself Mike just to make it easy on us.
And Matt's gone out a couple times to the Central West End location before Bordeaux games. I think that's gone well. So, yeah, ITAP so far, very happy with their little partnership with us.
Yeah, they were happy at the friendly. The Columbia manager came into town, and he had a blast. He was mad that it took him going to Columbia for this to happen locally. He missed out.
I do want to recommend, if you're a follower of ours living in Columbia, Missouri, there is an ITAP in Columbia, so go check them out.
And tell them that, you know, we sent you, because they'd appreciate that. They'd like to hear that. And if you're looking for somewhere just to go have a good beer, 500 beers.
Yep.
You can find something you'll like as long as it's not a Budweiser product.
And the last question we have is from Matt House. Matt's been... he's an AO member, been coming around to a couple
of games. I like Matt House. He lives around the corner from me. He's a good kid.
Good guy. He wanted to know about merchandise. We've already talked about that next couple of weeks. He also wanted to know about tickets. I don't know when they're going to officially say, you know, we want your money for season tickets. Right now we know it's the deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Please put your deposit in, and we'll let you know as soon as they let us know. But again, that $50 can be applied to if you want to sit in the most expensive seats in the house, or if you want to sit in the supporter section, put in your deposit. We're hoping we're dealing with a situation where there's a sellout, so get that deposit in as soon as you can to make sure you're on the list.
Yeah. Where are we at for numbers for deposits?
We don't know. Jeremy didn't say an exact number. He said that the response has been good.
Okay.
You know, every ticket salesman will tell you it could always be better.
Right. You know. I mean, he said quite frankly, you know, the soccer park holds 5,000. He wants to have a meeting where they're bringing in stands for the end lines, where, you know, 5,000 isn't going to cut it. So that's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
So and you know, we can talk about Sacramento while we're at it. You know, they just built a brand new 8,000 seat stadium.
It's not going to cut it.
It wasn't even finished, and they said, "Damn." Because they've sold four games near 20,000.
That's absurd.
Now, part of that is the newness of it, but I think they're already planning on expanding that 8,000-seat stadium. Luckily, they built it with expansion in mind. Because,
mm-hmm.
8,000 seats is not going to be enough when you've got that much demand. So.
And while Soccer Park is well-suited for now, the best answer that they can have is the need to expand for next year.
Right.
And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, or you haven't been there in a while, there is a lot of space to expand.
Basically,
it doesn't look like it, but there is.
Basically, both end lines are completely open. They mm-hmm. could fill in the bowl, make it a full, you know, wraparound, and from there, who knows?
Yeah, and again, best thing to do is to have nowhere to sit.
Yep, so please put your deposit in. Make sure you're not on the outside looking in case things pop off and there's too much demand.
It's gonna be fun.
I take pot shots at Portland a lot because I think it's very, this is the in thing to do in town, this is, you know, this is where to be seen, this is where, but that's where we want to be next year. We want to be seen as that this is the hip thing to do in town, this is where,
oh yeah,
you know, if you've got $10, you either do this or you go on to a Blues game or whatever, you know, but you choose this instead because this is the hip thing to do in town.
Well, and if you've listened to Jeremy, he's made the rounds on local radio shows, and he always says, you know, we want families with kids, we want soccer supporters mm-hmm. who are diehards like us, we want the 21, 22-year-old college kids just looking for something to do on a Saturday night, we want the guy on his first date with a girl to say, I've heard this is a fun thing to go do. You know, they want everybody. So they're going to really do a job at marketing all those things. So, you know.
But I also understand that if people are watching it on YouTube, they're going to be looking for us to bring the atmosphere. We have to make it the experience. You know, yeah.
Definitely. And this is part of the game now. I mean.
Yeah. And this is something Brad and I had talked about earlier today, and Jack and I had talked about yesterday. We have to come up with strong chants. I think now with the USA completely owning the I Believe chant, you know, we can't try to count on something like that where it's somebody else's now.
We need to make our own stuff and make it work, and you know.
Well, we can start. You can also start thinking about it when we know some of the players' names.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, sure. But we still can, you know, work in STLFC. You know.
So if you're so inclined, if you like to do that kind of thing, get a hold of us and we'll put you in charge or in touch with Jack. I know Jack has been purporting this.
Yeah, don't
for a
look
long
at
time.
Me. I'm Lennon and McCartney. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but you know, if you're even afraid to do that, post the idea on the page or tweet it to us. We, you know.
Yeah.
And if you even just don't have the words, but you have the song, you know, that's the melody is usually the hardest part. We can force words to fit.
We will make that happen.
Yes. So you know, give it what you got. We got to make this our own.
One other thing I want to touch on, as always, before I get to the last thing I want to touch on, but is the St. Louis Lions still going strong. They've had a good season so far. Unfortunately, Saturday, we got thrown kind of a curveball. We were supposed to go out and watch them play the Chicago Inferno, and ta-da.
The Inferno was put out.
There is no more Chicago Inferno.
Chicago ashes to ashes.
Yes, and there was some talk that maybe they were going to try to limp through the rest of the season. Well, USLPDL put out some standings list today, and Inferno was scrubbed off of that list, so they are no more.
They are no more. You don't even talk about them.
Right.
We're at war with East Asia. We've always been at war with East Asia. You know, rewrite history.
I don't know who you're talking about. Chicago who? Yeah. No, they don't exist. The league's going to have to do some scrambling to figure out points because the Lions have – it's an unbalanced schedule in the PDL divisions. And the Lions had four games with them. They can't just give the Lions four wins. Well, I think they should. But Lions are having a good season. This is the best season they've had in a long time, and they're competing for that US Open Cup spot that the PDL gets.
Mm-hmm.
So the league's going to have to do some work there. With the
I know the next games for the home games are July 5th and July 19th because I'm going to be there with my father-in-law pitching his new insurance business. So
right.
Come and say hello to me.
Especially if you need insurance.
Yes.
In addition to the Lions, Fire and Ice, we talked a little bit about that. It's been a – sorry, Lindsay. I'm so sorry. We haven't made it out because there's so many things going on.
Well, it's hard when they had a game, like we said, Sunday against the U.S. You know,
versus, yeah, the USL or U.S. World Cup game.
Their game was at 4, and the U.S. Yeah. World Cup game starts at 5. It's like, there's no way we can make that.
Yeah.
It's
they have a game coming up this Wednesday night. Middle of the week games are hard to make, you know, because we have to go to work the next morning. So, Lindsay, I promise we still love you. I promise we're still going to come out and see some games. It's just we're trying to make it all work. And World Cup, I hate to say it, the World Cup has become quite a problem. It's interfering with my life.
It's the best problem to have.
Right. So please go look out, look up Fire and Ice on Twitter and on Facebook. And if you can, go out. It's in Columbia, Illinois. It's right across the river.
They are kicking ass still, too.
They're a great team to watch. I mean, they've had a lot of come from behind wins. So go check them out. And let's not forget FC Bordeaux.
The next game is the 28th, I believe.
And I believe there are some World Cups that day, World Cup games that day. Maybe we'll watch at St.
England are out, so I didn't look.
Yeah.
We can watch some games at Central West End ITAP, maybe.
That might be a great option.
Right before going over to see Bordeaux play. So, again, follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And they're having a decent season. I think they were .500 last I looked. I don't know what they are now.
They were supposed to play a friendly on Friday, I believe.
Versus St. Louis, versus the Lions.
But that got scrubbed, and they were also playing Sunday against Quad City, but I don't know the result of the game.
Yeah. So, and they've had a couple of games out of town, so I haven't been keeping up while they're out of town. So, anyway, three great local teams to go see. St. Louis Lions, Fire and Ice FC, SC, and FC Bordeaux St. Louis. So, those are always great things to do to get to meet other Lulligans. The last point I wanted to make is we have a new shirt coming out.
Yay.
We placed the order today, and they will be available at an upcoming event with St. Louis FC. We'll let you know on Facebook and Twitter as soon as we know when that's going to be. But you'll be able to buy this new shirt. It's a St. Lulligan shirt. It's a color that would go along with our new club, St. Louis FC. So if you're looking for something to wear to games next year, And it also has a logo on it that some of you might like. It's not the St. Louis FC logo. We couldn't use that because that's theirs. We're going to buy merchandise from them. But it is the St. Louis Fighting Chupacabras logo.
That's the ITOP logo.
So those of you that have asked, man, could we buy that St. Louis Fighting Chupacabras t-shirt?
You yes, might want to check can. This out.
So we'll let you know when and where those will be available. But that's all I've got for this time. Mitch?
You covered everything, Brad. You were on it today. For being tired and crabby,
I know.
You were awesome.
Thanks.
You're my header of life, man.
Matt?
Yes. Chris Amder, he won a St. Louis season ticket.
Yes. But he won something more important.
Yeah,
this
he
week.
Had a day, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So congratulations to him and his wife Amanda. 6 pounds 15 ounces. Little Dylan was born.
Fantastic.
And he was born before the USA game.
He was excited.
He was.
Yeah, got to get out for it.
You know.
So
I'm surprised actually. Chris didn't come to the Amsterdam Tavern. He would not have had to buy a drink
with the baby.
He would not.
Hakuna Matata.
I remember you showing up pretty early with your little one at a Piasaw game.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Pushing the stroller.
Yeah.
Well, so. Here's the thing. I remember that. I remember it because Erica said to me, she's like, no, if you're going out, he's going with you. It was like,
okay.
All right.
Well, it's obvious I'm going out. So.
Come on, son. Let's teach you about this.
Yes. But no, congratulations, Chris. Yes, he did win the season pass to FC St. Louis. He had a baby.
I think Amanda's water broke while he was at ITAP.
Nice.
He got the phone call while
really?
He was at ITAP.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Fantastic.
So, good day for him.
No kidding. And well, Brad, let's not ignore what you won at ITAP.
Yes. First prize was Das Boot, a 2-liter glass boot beer stein.
It's the most expensive glass boot you're ever going to get.
I screamed, fill it. And he said, it'll be $50. I said, don't fill it. But we did pour a pint into it and we passed it around.
Everybody took a hit off the Das Boot.
Yes. But then after that, they drew for a free ticket and Chris won that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yeah.
Would you like a boot?
I actually wanted Chris to turn around to Jeremy and said, I want my $50
yeah.
back.
Yeah. So
now again, credit to Jeremy though. They give away the boot and everybody's like, oh, Jeremy just turns and goes, let's give away a season ticket.
Yep.
Just like, you know what? Let's do this.
So these are another one of those things to why you should come out to our events. Not only do we have a good time, not only do we have interesting and wonderful people like Mitch, like Matt, like myself, but you might win a free season ticket.
Or a boot.
Or you might get a kid.
You might have a kid.
You know.
Shit. I better not go. I can't afford another kid.
We've all been through this, you know, when your wife's, you know, 9 months pregnant and you're just waiting for that day to come and they're like, oh, go for a walk or, oh, have sex or go. I say, no, go to a watch party. That's guaranteed to break the water. So there you go.
We make babies happen.
Yes, we do. You're welcome. So,
thank you, America.
Congratulations, Chris. We're all happy for you,
Chris. We'll see you in about, I don't know, 7 months.
Yeah, you can get a afternoon off to come watch a game, maybe.
Yeah, good job. It's on YouTube.
All right, I think that's all we got. What about anything else, Mitch?
We're golden, brother.
All right, now I got to drive home another 40 minutes, and
everybody watch the game on Thursday.
Yes.
Whatever you do.
Except for me. I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to have a heart attack.
Yeah, come out to Amsterdam if you can. If that's packed, go to ITAP. If you can't get out of work, watch it from your cubicle on the sly. Or, I know Jeremy's going to be at home. He can't go.
No, he told me that when they unveiled the logo. He's like, I will watch it at home.
Yeah, he can't be in public, and there's a lot of people like that. And I considered staying home for this Germany game by myself, but then Kenny said, I'm going to ITAP. It's like, Amsterdam. I said, oh, I'll catch a ride.
Oh, he was he had fun on there for the Ghana game. He was all invested, yeah.
So, all right. I think that's it.
America. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. America.